What if they got in life?
Kum Lenin, Ablad Gemara. We are up to the Ayin Tes Amud Beis, towards the bottom of the page. Three lines from the bottom of the page. We're revising one line of so the Mishnah talks about three cases: the offspring of a Taida, the swap of a Taida, and if you lost one, you brought another one, and then you found the first one. So the Mishnah says that the second one does not require bread, because it says v'hikiv al zevach ha-toida, that the original Taida requires a bread, and not the chilufi, not the tamura, and not the vlad. Says the Gemara, three lines at the bottom. Sholach Rav Chanina Mashmer Rav Yechon, Rav Chanina Zanei Rav Yechon, lo yishonu. This is the comment that he made, and then we can try to figure out what he meant. This is not talking about Elacha Kapara, only after the atonement. Avalifne Kapara, only after you already brought up a carbon teide, the one that you had to, and you break the chalas, the second one doesn't bring chalas. Avalifne Kapara, but if you did it before the Kapara, you do need bread. Habibar Rav Amram Ahai, in which case is he talking about? The Mishnah has three different cases, but the last line on the page of the Ayin Tes of 79b, the last line. On which case are we talking about? There's two kinds of Taitas. There's a Taitas Chayva and there's a Taitas Nadava. A Taitas Nadava is you say, Harei Zu, this is the animal I'm bringing. If it dies, fafal, I don't have to worry about it. Harei Alai is called Taitas Chayva, because if this one doesn't work out, I got to bring another one. I took upon myself a Chayva. So right now, Rab Amram thought, on which case are we talking about? Maybe we're talking about Achalife Toidas Chayva. We're talking about the Toida Chayva. That means that you're responsible if this wasn't working out. You got to bring another one. So the Chayda, Ilifne Kapora, if you didn't bring any Tanina, we learned, of course, that you have to bring Chalaya. Ila Acha Kapora, that you do have to bring the Lechem. If it's ready, brought the Lechem with the other one, it says clearly in the Mishnah, Tanimah in the Mishnah as well. That if you're already brought with one, you don't have to bring the other one. So what's Rabbi Yechon trying to tell you? It's a Mishnah. Ella achalipe toidas nedoina nedova. Must be talking about toidas nedova, but there's no achrayis. He said, this is the animal I'm bringing. He got lost, and he brought another one in his place. And therefore, he's coming to tell you, Rabbi Yechon says, that when do you bring only... And Rabbi Yechon is trying to say, but only the first one you bring, not the second one. The Gemara says, not true. Bein lifnei kapara, bein la'acha kapara tunas lechem. You know why? The first one you got to bring because that's the toida. The second one, since it's a toida's nedava, which means you don't have to bring a second one. So when you bring a second one, it's like you bring a new toida. A new toida requires its own bread. It's not a replacement for the first one because it's a toida's nedava, which means I say I'm bringing this one. If it doesn't work out, fafal. Yet now I brought another one. It's a new one. Is mad be betaydus, so all he's doing is adding more taydus. So why taka should it be different? Ella, so can't be talking about a case we got lost and he found another one. Must be talking about Vlad taydin the dove. Must be talking about the case of Vlad. Okay, the case of a Vlad, but there's an offspring, and the Mishnah says that an offspring you bring chalos with one of them, you don't bring chalos in the next one. Now we're talking about a taydin the dove, which means I only have to bring one. I don't have to bring the other one. So the Chayda and Rabbi Yechon is trying to say before you do have to bring the first one, you bring Chala, the second one you don't. It's not true. Bein lifnei kapara, bein la'acha kapara, ain to unin lechem. The second one, the Vlad, never needs bread. Even if you brought the Vlad first, you don't have to bring bread with it. Why not? Because this is not the carbon taida. Remember, it's a taida's nadava. What's the carbon taida? The one you offered, which is Harezu, the mother. What's the offspring? Maisa nadava. This is the leftover of a taida. Of course, you don't bring chalas. Maisa the taida. I don't care if you did bring the mother up yet, you didn't bring the mother up yet. The offspring, you never bring chalas. This is the maisa. This is the leftovers.
The other rules of taida, like one day.
What about it?
No, I'm just saying. It was just no lechem. But
only when you shecht it. Only when you shecht it becomes one day. Not. Ella Avlad Toides Chayva. So it must be talking about the case of Avlad, but a Toides Chayva with this one here, which is like you take responsibility. So if this one dies, I got to bring another one. And therefore, and lift the kaparaton lech. This is what you're saying. If you did not bring the mother, then this becomes a chraye. This is the one that becomes it. So then you bring this one, and you bring the lech. But if you already brought the mother, you brought the lechem, ain't on lechem, that you don't bring. Then this is excess. My kamashmalan, so what's he trying to tell you? What's the chidish Rabbi Yechon? The Rabbi Yechon is trying to tell you that the chidish is that if you brought the offspring first, this fulfills your promise. Adam is chape b'shvach hekdesh. What's the chidish? That a person can fulfill your obligation, not just with the original, but also the shevach of the hekdesh. Because the offspring is an improvement on what you originally made. And you can bring that, and you yaitz it. That's the chidish. Havi bonami abayikai gav nabayu, analyzed it and came up with the same conclusion. It manami, we learned, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Yisrael, Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yitzchak said, Nehemiah Yechanan, chilufei toida, if we're talking about swapping a toida is nadova. If you're talking about a toida nadova, where, you know, this is the only one I'm bringing, if it doesn't work out, fafalm, is that if you swap it for something else, bein lifne kapara, bein lachim, but even if it's before, even if it's after the kapara, it still requires another bread. Why? Because it's not a replacement of the first. Tuna lechem, why? Because marbe betoida, so all you're doing is increasing the toidas. The offspring of a toidas nadova, again, only responsible for one, but it had an offspring, bein lifne kapara. You don't need any bread at all. Why? Since it's not a replacement, it's only considered excess of the toidah, so it doesn't require any bread. Vlad toidah's chayva. He's just repeating what he said. But the vlad of a toidah's nechayva, if that means if this one doesn't work out, I bring the other one, and you had a vlad, the offspring, so that becomes the chayis, then depends. Lifnei kapara, if you didn't bring the mother yet, then tu'uni lechem, and that's a chiddush, that you can fulfill your obligation with the offspring. Abalacha kapara, if you already brought the chalas, the mother, ain't tu'uni lechem, doesn't require any chalas. Omar Shmuel, Shmuel made a comment. I think we'll explain in a minute. Kol shebechatas mesa. We know we had five cases of chatas where the barley morning is chaper ready, and so on and so forth. What do we do with the animal? We let it die. We don't just let it wander about, contract the movement, sell it with the money, do something else. We just let it die because it's for a chait, and the chait is gone. There's nothing for it to do. Of a betoida, any rule whereby chatas you would let it die, if it would be a carbon toida, ain't tunas lechem. It does not require any lechem, that kind of a fulfillment. Of a kol shebechatas roya, if the din, we'll soon see which case this can be. By a chatas we would say, let it wander about and contract the mum, then nobody's still a shaykhis to it, then betoida tunas lechem. By toida it requires bread. Now the more expense going on here. Masi rabamra mahu oimer. What in the world is Shmuel talking about? Hatoida, it says in the pasuk, Hatoida Yakriv. It says Imal Toida Yakrivenu Vehikriv. When we learn the Mishnah, the whole word Yakrivenu is extra. It could have said Imal Toida Vehikriv Azavach Toida. So Yakrivenu is extra. Yakriv is coming to include, and then the Nun Vav at the end coming to exclude. So he says Hatoida Yakriv Menayin. Says the Brayis Menayin. How do you know the Mefarish Toidosa? If somebody sets aside a Toida of the lost it, Vehifrish Acheres Atah, and he set aside another one in his place, and he starts to show you the first one is found. That are both standing here before you, Minayan, how do we know? So what do you think? You should go back to the original or the replacement? Minayan, how do you know? You can bring either one that you want. The lachma ima, whichever one it is you bring, that's the one you bring the 40 loaves with. Tamaloymer hatoida yakri. Could have said the whole word yakri veno is extra. Right now we're learning from the word yakri that it's extra. Forget the nun is coming my Yaakov comes to be marba. Comes to be marba that whichever one you put up first is the one that you bring up. And yet by chatas it doesn't work that way. So I would have thought after you brought the first one with bread, now the other one also bring bread. This is the one with the bread. The new comes to exclude, but not the second one. That's a din by toida. By a chatas, if you found, let's say, the second one before you makriv the first one, you know, you set aside a chatas, you lost it, you brought it, set aside another one, and then before you brought the second one, you found the first one. What happens over there? We say over there. In that case, Roya, we say if we found the second one before you makriv you found the first one before you makriv the second one, the one that's remaining, what happens? It wanders about. Roya, now we learned. Yeah, but you said a minute ago, Shmuel, that if it's Roya, you bring chalos for both of them. And here, clear by chatas, this is a case, just like by chatas, and yet by a toide, if it's Roya, you only bring chalos one of them, whichever one you chose, not the other one. But now we learned hifish chatos of the you brought out. You said as a chat and you lost it. Hifish chatos you brought out. You said another one. But him tzas or shein the vadish tein emirim des mischape ba'achad. I don't care which one you choose. But what do you do with the alternative? With the other one, the shein is tumbus divider. Rabbi holds you let a taka die, which would fit in with Shmuel's rule, and that's why by toid only one gets chalas. But the chachamim now look chachamim ain chatos mesa. Ella, the chatas won't die. You know when the chatas will die? Only if you were makriv this, they'll turn the second one, and then you found the first one. Oh, what do you do now? Then we say let the chatas die. But if you found them, if since the chatas, both of them were roo to be a chatas, you don't kill either of them because they're both roo. You let it wander about to get a mum. Ein chatas meisa el shenim tzas la achir chab bailem. Hok kaj chab bailem. Roo, it wanders about. So how is it this did Shmuel? Everything matters. Shmuel holds like Rebbe. Shmuel can Rebbe's filling. What's the big deal? Shmuel holds like Rebbe, who said that Yitaka put it to death, and therefore you only give challah by one. When do you give challahs by both? The Torah is only in the case where bechatas you would say to wander about.
It's amazing how the Torah goes against the thing of cruelty to animals. You let it die. You don't stop.
When the Torah says it, it's not cruelty. The Torah that created animals says that you let it die, that in this case here you let it die because it's too holy to for this world. It fulfilled its purpose already. Yeah, but that it fulfilled its purpose. People also suffer, you know. If there's a plan. The Omar Avude Bishas Hafrosha Mesa. It says that if it's Avude Bishas Hafrosha Mesa. We hold like Rebbe who said that it dies. You just said, but we're by chatas, you let it wander about. By Taida, you bring both and you bring chalas. Give me a case where you wander about. Says Yomar Rabbeisha, don't Rabbeisha. He finished like Rabbeisha. Rabbeisha says, if you set aside two chatoyes lachrayes, lechatchile, you set aside two chatoyes. What if one of them is the original, and one of them is to make sure that if you lose it, you have another one. Mischapa, basically, you have one you want. The second one wanders about. So here you have a case of wandering about, and that's where by Taida the same thing. If you set aside lechatchile too, by Taida also, what we're going to say, is that the other one you bring chalas. For the Gemara, Vagabi Toida, but that's true. Not a replacement. That's right. Vagabi Toida, call out Gavin to Lecha, but what are we talking about? By Toida, in this case, you're saying, according to your rule, by Toida, you should bring both of you bring Chalas. Not true. The one that you brought, the one you bring up first is the one you bring Chalas. And when you don't, even in the case where Chatchila set aside to. So Shmuel, someone going back. So watch Shmuel. Shmuel must hold like Rav Shimon. The Amar Chomesh Chatoyes Meses. Rav Shimon holds that there are five Chatoyes that they get put to death. That if the Chatos had a Vlad, the Vlad gets put to death. Or if you make a Tamura exchange, that Tamura gets put to death. Or if the Bailim died, or if the Bailim went as Chape with another animal, or it's over a year old, it has to be within a year. He doesn't believe in the concept of Shnei Roya. So therefore, by a Toida as well, the second animal in all these cases does not require chalas, as we said in our Mishnah. So the Gemara, Shimon holds, is never a case of roya by chatas, and yet you said that where chatas is roya, by Toida you bring both. The Gemara, Shmuel, nami chodekama. Shmuel never said that roya. We just inferred that. Shmuel never said that if roya by Toida, the din would be that both of them bring chalas. That's not what he said. He's just getting a rule. Whatever is mesa by chatas, you only bring one chala. You only bring one chala by a Toida. But he's not saying and he's not saying that a chatas with his roya by Toida bring both. There is no case of roya by chatas. Chodekama chad mesa by Toida into lechem. The Gemara, my kamashon. So what's his chiddush then? La Fuki med Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon said, Odom is chape b'shevach hegdish. Rabbi Yechon said that by a korban teide, if there was an offspring and you brought, what Rabbi Yechon paskin, that there is a case where you bring chalos with both. When? If you brought the Vlad first. Rabbi Yechon said, if you said, Harei zu, this is Harei alai, a chayvus nedava, and it had an offspring. Rabbi Yechon said that if you brought the offspring first, it becomes the responsibility. Therefore, it brings chalas. But so the original, because this is considered meiser. This is called shevach hegdish. This is an improvement of hegdish. And Shmuel says never a case where you bring chalas by both. Kamash and loy. Omer Rababa zu toide v'zu lachma. Says Rababa that even if he didn't say alai, if you lost the bread, you bring an. This is my toide and this is my lechem. He set him aside. Ovad halechem. If you lost the bread, you didn't lose the animal. You lost the bread. Maybe lechemach. You bring other bread. You don't bring another animal. Of the toide, but if you lost the toide, ain't maybe talecheder. Since he said zu means this is it. If I lost, I lost it. But if you lost the bread, you still have to bring another set of bread. Why? You said zu, and if you lost it, you're not responsible because the animal is still there, and the animal schleps along with it more bread. My time, lechem leglal toida. The bread comes as a result, as ancillary to the toida. Of the toida leglal lechem. Vamar Rav says, Rav, he finished my hadasa. He says, Rav, if you set aside money for a karma toida, then you toys through, and you have leftover money. He set aside money for a toida, and you have leftover money. Maybe behen lechem, you bring. What do you do with extra money? You buy the bread because bread is ancillary to the karma. What about you set aside money lelachme toida for the bread? Then need toys through, and there's money left over from that. Ain't maybe ben toida. You cannot buy with a Taida because you said clearly for bread. My time, what's going on here? What's the difference? Elaim from the Rav Kahana because the Rav Kahana, the Rav Kahana. Menayin, how do you know lach me Taida, the bread of a Taida? Shenikra Taida, the bread of a Taida is called a Taida. So if I said this is for Taida and I have leftover money, I'm allowed to buy bread with it because it's called. It's also called Taida. Shenema vehikriv alze vechat Taida chalos matzah. So we see chalos matzah is mamish like Taida. No, this if I said bread, if I have leftover money, I should be able to buy a Taida for the same reason. He says lechem and the Gemara lechem ikra Taida. So you, when you say Taida, you include the bread. Or but Taida ikra lechem. Taida itself is never called bread. So if I say bread, I mean bread, not Taida. Vama Rava says Rava. What happens? Hifrish Taidasa. You set aside Taida, but of the lost it. Because of Hifrish Achelat Achta, and then you brought another one in his place, but of the lost the second one. Then the Chaz of the Hifrish Achelat, you brought a third one. The Nimtzu, and you found them. You found Hari Shaina, you found all of them. You set aside basically one, you lost it, you brought a second one, then you lost that one, your social mazel, you brought a third one. And now all three are here. What do you do? What's a Shaina? Interesting thing here. If you took the original one and you use that as a kapara, so therefore the second one does not require bread because the second one is only there to replace the first one, and you already did the first one. But the third one is not there to replace the first one. The third one is there to replace the second one. So the third one needs its own chalas. Because the third one has no shaykhis to the first one. And therefore, and the second one was never brought up. So the third one is, since the second one was never brought up, and the third one he brought as a chai, so you got to bring as a taida. What about this chap? The same thing. If you use the third one for your carbon taida, so he brings chalas. So shniya angel, the second one doesn't need bread because you used its replacement, so you already took care of it. Oh, but he shined it to his lechem because its replacement, which is shniya, was not brought up. So the first one has to be brought up with the lechem. What about them? So is if the middle one you brought up, the shtein angel is lechem, neither of them need bread. Abayi says, I follow his principle, but I go one step further. I don't care which one you mechaper. I believe that even if you mechaper with the first, the third is a replacement of the second, and the second replacement of the first. This is like the law of symmetry. A equals B, B equals C, then A equals C. So since the first, the second is a replacement of the first, and the third is a replacement of the second, it's as if the third ultimately is a replacement of the first. So they're all connected. I feel mechaper ba'achas mehen shtein ein tunz lechem. Why? Kulu chalipin da hadodininu. They're all connected. They're all swapping of each other. Interesting. Rava says no. Two is one, and three is two. And Abai says if two is one, and three is two, then three is one. Amr Abzeda says the chain li inyan chata. The same thing applies to a chatas. Now, why? The same thing should apply by chatas. Hifish chatos. So you set aside a chatas. Va'av you lost it. Then you set aside number two. Tachtev. Va'av you lost that. You set aside number three. Tachtev nimtzah rishaynes. You found one, two, and three. Vadish lost name. There's number three here. And it's chaper. But rishayna. Remember, once you're in this chaper, the second one you'll be put to death. But if you found, but the Rabban, that's Rebbe. According to the Rabban, if you found them all before you used any of them, the first one, one of them you bring up, and the other two wander about to get a mum. So it's chaper b'rishayna. If you're in the chaper b'rishayna, let's say you found the first one before the other ones, then shniya Thomas, the second one dies because you know you already was chaper. Or b'shlishi, the third one was not around. Tita, the third one wanders about because the third one is not a replacement of the first one. In other words, the second one, which replaced in the first one, you ready? The original was taken up. What are you going to do? You could put you to death. But the third one is not replacing the first one, only replacing the second. And the second one was never nikkurif. So therefore, the third one is still a viable. So you let it wander about, get a move, and then you use the money to buy. This chapib. This chapib.
Because when you live to die, you leave it in the room, you don't feed it.
And then you die, you eat nothing. It's dead. It's worthless. Here, you get a move, and then you sell it for $100. That money, you buy new carbon.
You sell the
one, one that we allow to wander about till he get contracts a mum. You sell it because it has a connection to the carbon. What about this chapid the shlishi? It's the same thing. Shniya Thomas, the second one gets put to death in shayin tili because the first one has no connection to the third. Abba this chapid same thing before. This chapid ben tzoy shteini musu. Abai says same argument. I feel this chapid ba'achad man shteini musu kulan chalipin da doni. Abai says if two is replacing for one and three is replacing for two, then three is replacing ultimately for one. My vechein, why did you have to say it for? Isn't the same thing? Yeah, but what's the same thing? Why would you think chatas is any different? I would have thought, By a korban taida, the reason why Rava says number three is not connected to number one is because we learned before in the Gemara that a person can bring more taidas. So maybe it's like a new taida. But by chatas, there's no such thing. You can't make up a chatas if you're not liable for a sin. So even korban number three ultimately is there for korban number one that you lost. So we would have thought that maybe even the Rava would be made that three is connected to one, and therefore if you brought one, all two other two die. That's a whole complicated Gemara. What about Tony Labchia? Toida Shinis Arva. What happens if the Toida got mixed up with Tmurasa? You know, you put another carbon set aside, and this will be a tmura for that in exchange for that. And we know you're not allowed to do that, but if you did it, the second one also becomes valid. Now, really, you should try to bring the original. So Toidush and his Ava Baturasa, and the question like this: Umeisa Achaz Mehen. One of them died. Now you don't know which one died. Now we know that the Tmura you don't bring challah for, the Mishnah says, you only bring challah for the original. But we don't know if what's left is the original, you do bring challah, or is it the Tmura you don't bring challah. What do you do? Ein la takana. There is no Tmura of the Toida. You had a Toida and they made a Tmura. But we learned that only the original, brings the Chala and the Tmura doesn't mean Chala. It's a Suffolk. You have one animal left, one died and one is alive. Which one is alive? The remainder alive? The Toida or the Tmura? So you have no Ein la takana. He said over here, Abchia learned there's no way of remedying it. Hey Chinav, what you do? Nakrev lechem b'hadar, bring bread with it. Dilma tmuri. Maybe the tmuri doesn't require bread. Loi nakrev lechem b'hadar, bring the animal without the bread. Dilma taidi. And the din is you must bring bread. Says Yimara, heichi dami. Heichi dami. Ida amal alai. If he said, I take upon myself, which means I have to bring a replacement. I have to bring a place in Le Sagid, Le Maisa, Le Behemachina.
So, but if you say I'm undertaking to take a Toida, to bring a Toida,
no.
Then where's the Tmura come? If you're saying I'm undertaking to bring a Toida, no. And this is the Toida that I have now.
Which one? Harelai Arezu. You're allowed to make a Tmura. Toida says any carbon you can make a Tmura.
Even if you have another.
What's the difference? You said Arezu. Which one? Hazuri Alai.
Harezu means that it's unresponsible. This one is responsible.
Harezu, I point to this animal. This is it. I'm taking upon myself an animal, and then I bring this animal to the base of English.
And then that animal,
you
make a pool of that.
Yeah. So Gemara said, "Let's analyze what you're saying here." Hey, Chidami, I understand you. Why is not? Why there's not? If he said Harelai, Luchay, there's an easy solution. Idamar alai. If he's a lie, he not now that since you cannot bring a carbon, you got to bring another carbon as a substitute, right? And a chayis, and that carbon needs to bring chalas because that's a chayis. Lo sagid lemais lemechinev velechem velema. Let him make the following condition: ihach the kaima tamuri. If the one that's left is still left is a tamura, then the one I'm bringing right now is a toida together with a chalas. Ha toida v'halachma. And he had the kaima toidi. Maybe the one that's there is a toidi. What I'm bringing now is only a chreis. Ha lachma. And then the bread I'm bringing here is the bread for the first one. And baha tevi a chreis. And this should be the one that's for a chreis responsible. And the din is we learned before that chreis doesn't require bread. So you bring another animal in and manushech. You know, if that's a tmura, so this is the proper toidi with the chalos. And if that's the proper toidi, so these chalos belong to that one. And this one here is just a chreis. You're supposed to bring it up anyway. Yeah, that's in the case if he said Hare Halai, which means I have to bring another one for Chais. I start creating a new Toida. You're right. That's not what Abchi is talking about. Abchi is talking about Rezu. So if you bring another one, it's not connected to this one because you're not it's just Marbe Betaydis. There's no Achrayis for this one. It doesn't help if you bring another animal with 40 Chalas. That other animal is like a new carbon Toida, needs its own Chalas. What do I do with this one here? That's the problem.
So in other words, he said Harezu, and he made it, from there Harezu, he made it Tmura.
Yeah.
And then they get confused as to what they
are, which one. And then one died. And you know which one died, yeah. So Amru Lemaiden, Lefne Rebbe, Lemaiden is Levi. One of Rebbe's Talmidim. So Levi said to Rebbe, why do you think Harezu, there's no solution? Velese Lechem, why don't you bring bread? Veleiman, say the following. Ihach de kaima toidehi. Bring bread and say this. If the remaining animal is a toida here, and that's the one I said, Harezu, halachma. Here's the bread. And Eloi, but if it's not, levi l'chulin. We're going to bake it in the oven and we're going to eat it for chulin. So what's the big problem? Manushach. If we're going to put in the oven and we're going to eat it. If it's teider, teider. And if we're eating shalayim, and if it's chol, we'll eat in shalayim. That's chol. What's the big deal? Amalu, he said back to him. And what happened? We'll give to the kohenim their share, and they'll eat as chulin. You can't do that. You know why you can't do that? Because you're saying that you're baking it in the base of the Mikdash, and there's a strong possibility, a 50% chance, that this is actually chulin, and we don't bring chulin to the azara. Because if this remaining animal is a tamura, then these chalas are chulin. How can you bring chulin to the azara? Okay, so you might have a lazy behemoth. So Levi asked, bring another behemoth, the lechem and bread, and the following. The one is there's tmura, no problem. This is the teide. Ha teide v'halachma. But what happens to the one? The bread belongs to that one. And v'ha tevi shlamim. This will be a shlamim. So there's no chul in there. Perfect. Perfect solution. Okay, so you bring another animal and say, Manushach, either this animal will be the teide and this is its chalas. But if the original, the other animal is alive, there's a teide, then the chal belongs to that animal, and this will be a shlamim. Now the problem is only, as Rebbe is going to say, a toida you can only eat day and night, and a shlamim you're allowed to eat 2 days and night. And we have a concept, you're not allowed to reduce the time because you're making it more liable or more possible to become nicer. So the Gemara, I'm a little bit sure, because my bachim the shlamim, we don't like it because you're reducing the time of the shlamim. So bring a behema and bread. If you say the one that's there is tmurin, no problem. And if the one that's there is a toida, right? And what about the other animal? The heart to have a moist of the toida, and let this be considered a leftover of a toida. So, and what do we learn before the leftover of a toida? You bring the animal, but no chalas. Treat it as a mice of a tater. I think she'ain loy moich bekotkodoy. You think that's pretty strong words? Got no brain between his ears. If your rabbi told you that, what would you say?
It doesn't give you a lot of self-confidence.
And the reason why, he said to him, exactly what you just said. Can you be mafrish l'chatchil l'moises? Moises means that you set it aside for a toide, you know, as a responsibility. It turned out you didn't need it, so it becomes moiser toide, leftover of a toide or something. But over here, what do you mean? You chatchil create moiser the toide. Well, moiser toide is a vlad of a thing. There's a moiser the toide. Where's the moiser toide here? You can't chatchil create an excess of toide. You only set one aside. So therefore, it's not a question. Okay, we'll start clearing things tomorrow.